The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
You are listening to another exciting episode of the Scooter Diaries podcast. Welcome aboard. How have you been? It's Friday, as Big Fatty would say, and it's time for a little Nippa talk walk. Been a while. Let's see. I think it's May 10th since my last show. And today is the 2nd of June, so I want to wish you all a very happy Pride Month. Oh, my goodness, so many things are happening. Let me tell you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Let me tell you. You are listening to another exciting episode of Big Fatty. Yeah!
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 468 of the BFO for the 8th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna give you a preview of the weekend and some voice letters. Big Fatty. Cement Pandas, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, your Cement Pandas, because y'all, Big Fatty and Granny are over at the Metropolis Energy Complex for the old swimming hole, inappropriate cement pond party. And y'all, they've got five Pone Stars that are going to be there. Y'all, they've got Jack Aries, A-R-I-E-S, had never seen him. Brian Bonds, B-O-N-D-S, never seen him. Jaron Shan, never seen him. Max Javier, I think I've seen him before. And Dolph Dietrich, and I know I've seen him before. He's been at an old swimming hole pool party before. And y'all, it's quite an event later tonight for right. Y'all have the meet and greet over at the Capri Lounge. You know, that's I hope they've stocked it up with mixers before we get over there. Big Fatty, you're the only one hoping they have anyway. And then on Saturday, they're having a cookout around 1 o'clock, and then the show begins. But I mean, they're doing meet and greets and everything around noontime, and they're getting in the old swimming hole. But the humpity bumpity starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, it's going to be a full day, and y'all, I'm just delighted that they invite me to come back every year to be the mouth. Big Fatty, I don't think they want you to be the mouth. I think they just want you to be the voice. Well, I'm sure there are many that would volunteer to be the mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, they're called fluffers. Oh, is that what they're called? Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one but two, I say, two anniversariums. Y'all, the first one is Saturday, and y'all, I've met one of these two many times at the Pride 48. Y'all, he's even gone to the Harbor Hotel, and he stayed a night here at the villa. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Joe Zubia. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, hot, smoking hot Joe and his husband. It's true. Y'all, it's his anniversary observed. I don't know what that means. Me, the Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Sunday, our second anniversary, y'all, I've met one of these two out there at the Pride 48 a couple of times. And y'all, he and his husband have that little show, The Denims. And y'all, and they were, I don't know if they're still doing it or not. Big Fatty, that's all right. Unsubscribe, kind of like Joe Zubia. So y'all, if you see Joe Zubia or David that Blue Jeans guy or Mr. Green Jeans Paul, wish him happy anniversary.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary. Knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, we have one celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, and it's on Saturday. Y'all met this person many times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. He would also do some of Archer's gangbangs, and he would be on the Stick It With a Poke from time to time. And, y'all, just, he's a good apple, as they say. Y'all, he's out there, speaking of apples, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes. Really, what does that have to do with apples? Well, you know, they're both fruits. Oh, yo, you mean the birthday boy? Well, that makes three fruits. Y'all, just, he's responsible. He's responsible for the howdy-do pancakes boys coming to one of Big Fatty's meet and greets out there in the San Francisco many moons ago. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Locke. And Big Fatty, we love the one and only Locke, and it's true. So y'all, if you see Locke on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or in a sack of tomatoes, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, you think it'll be apple cake?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you
fart pants. Oh my God. Okay, so I have a laptop, and then I have two 24-inch monitors, and I'm using my Apple keyboard. Is it an Apple keyboard? I think it's an Apple keyboard, isn't it? It's the little flat gray one. Is it? I think it comes in an Apple box. I can't see the box around here. Anyway, so I'm using that keyboard, and every time I have to do Control-Alt-Delete, I go back to the laptop, and I just saw on this keyboard it says Command, Option, Control, and above Option, it says Alt. I didn't know, my God, so I just learned something today. Oh, hope your birthday party was a blast, and it looks like you scored a bunch of fun gifts. Anyway, yeah, so I just had to tell you about that, and Uncle Paul would be so proud of me. My God, I'm so dumb. All right, I got a new laptop, and so here's the deal with the new laptop. Got a new laptop, and now I can't get into our accounting system on the new laptop, so I plug into the old laptop to get into the accounting system, and the old laptop was causing the computer to crash with Excel for some reason, And so they finally replaced it after 6 months, 5 months. And so anyway, now when I go back to the old laptop to use the accounting system, I can't open my work email. So it wouldn't be that, except I have to VPN, right, into each one. So that's just annoying. So goodbye.
Yeah, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And Big Fatty, she knows who to call. You know, she knows which show is the only little show with a technology segment.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Now, Miss Bacon, your discovery of all these fancy things and things on your computers, y'all, it reminds me, Miss Bacon, are you auditioning for one of those progressive commercials where, you know, it's the new one is, you know, the people who are becoming their parents have trouble with the technology and the social medias. And you do, Miss Bacon, you do know that just because it's a fruit emoji doesn't mean they're actually talking about fruit. Beef, Fatty, what are they talking about?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy in Venus, Livania. I'm calling to let you know, number three fan, by the way, I'm calling to let you know that I will be heading into the El Hospitalo tomorrow morning. That would be Thursday, August 24th. I'm having a back surgery, so I will be under anesthesia, out of it, in the hospital for a few days, and I wanted to let you know that I so graciously asked my wonderful husband, Shy Tom, to fill in as the number three fan. I hope that is okay with the fat verse. If it's not, I'm not sure, but we'll have to work on that. So anyway, he will have my number three fat freak flag flying, and if necessary, he is ready to take over for number two or number one if anything should happen to the number two or number one fans. I hope to be home by Sunday, and all should be well within a few weeks. But I will talk to you later, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Randy. Randy in the Penis Slivania. Yes, Big Fatty, clearly you do not screen the calls. And Randy, I hope your back surgery went well. There was an incident when I had been approached by a Nigerian prince who was trying to get in touch with the number three fan, but I guess that has passed. So whatever that Nigerian prince wanted with you, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, perhaps he got in touch with Shy Tom and ran away. I don't know. But Randy, you'll have to call back and let us know how your back surgery went, and if you're feeling better. Yes, Big Fatty, and we'll play that on the Spanksgiving little show. Well, hopefully before that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Aw, Fart, that was a good bottle etching story, and now you're the great uncle. But that's awesome, too, that you go out of your way to find a little matching theme for the wrapping paper and so on and so forth. But it just made me wonder, did you ever answer my birthday card questions with Haven?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and for the reminder, because, y'all, she's right. I've got the card right here, and I think that maybe we should, yes, Big Fatty, you should have answered them, and you should have, answer the damn things.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are experts. Big Fatty questions come to us today from the birthday can that Miss Bacon sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, the first one, there are four of them. The first one, where the hell is the high school award winner announcement on the LFC? First of all, excellent question. And Miss Bacon, may I suggest that you send that question to Larry H. Veda for the Pride 48 show, 4 p.m. Eastern. You know, it's the only time zone that matters on the 17th of this month. Number two, what childhood birthday memory is your favorite? I don't know that I have a favorite. I do remember that we used to have, parties with the kids in the neighborhood and everything, and I can remember the paper Chinese lanterns that my mother would hang up around, and it was Big Fatty, I didn't know you were Chinese. I'm not, but anyway. Number three, who in your family liked their birthday the most? I probably my father, because my father, the orange hat, he got a childhood favorite that his mother used to make called chicken stew. And, y'all, it wasn't very good, but he loved that. Yes, Big Fatty. And Miss Bacon, even though the music is over, these have been excellent questions, so I'm going to go ahead and do the fourth one. It says, did you graduate with honors? I did. Honors was a very smart girl that her name was Honors. Honors medallion, it was an odd first name. Honors, it's kind of like Hanna, but Anna, but you know, A-N-N-A-S, Honors. So yes, I did graduate with honors, and like I say, she didn't rub off on me or anything like that. That sounds vulgar. Miss Bacon says she did not graduate with honors. Well, you know, there are lots of honors out there, but anyway, thank you, Miss Bacon. Now, y'all, I just want to close out the week with a couple of thoughts. You know, I've been telling a lot about what I'm doing as the executor of Olive's Estate, and y'all, it was kind of like when the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena passed away. I talked about the different things that I did because I think there may be some out there that, you know, if you hear what other people go through, perhaps it'll be a little bit easier for you. So that's why I'm mentioning all of these different things. And I hope it's not boring and all, but y'all, you're going to probably have to deal with this kind of, oh dear, I guess it, with this kind of stuff in your lifetime. And, you know, if nothing else, maybe you can make it a little bit easier for the people that will be your executors. And, you know, I guess that's probably the thing that I'm taking away from all of this. Y'all, it is a lot of work, though. I will say that. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Like I say, Granny and I are at the inappropriate cement pond party. We'll be back on Sunday, and y'all, we'll have a full recap of the weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, what is one thing that will not run through your mind this weekend?
Let me tell you. You are listening to another exciting episode of Big Fatty.
Oh, no. Big Fatty doesn't do it on the weekend. Big Fatty, you will next weekend.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.